ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावतीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। श्रीभगवानुवाच श्रीभगवानुवाच हन्तते कथयिष्यामि दिव्याह्यात्मविभूतयः दिव्यायात्मविभूतयः प्राधान्यतः कुरु श्रेष्ठ नात्यन्तो विस्तरस्य मे नात्यन्तो विस्तरस्य मे। श्रीभगवानुवाच हन्तते कथयिष्यामि दिव्याह्यात्मविभूतयः प्राधान्यतः कुरु श्रेष्ठ नात्यन्तो विस्तरस्य मे। अहमात्मा गुडाकेश अहमात्मा गुडाकेश सर्वभूताशयस्थितः सर्वभूताशयस्थितः अहमादिश्च मध्यं च अहमादिश्च मध्यं च भूतानामन्त एव च भूतानामन्त एव च अहमात्मा गुडाकेश सर्वभूतस्थितः अहमादिश्च मध्यं च भूतानामन्त एव च। आदित्यानामहं विष्णुः आदित्यानामहं विष्णुः ज्योतिषां रविरंशुमान् ज्योतिषां रविरंशुमान् मरीचिर्मरुतामस्मि मरीचिर्मरुतामस्मि नक्षत्राणामहं शशि नक्षत्राणामहं शशि। आदित्यानामहं विष्णुः ज्योतिषां रविरंशुमान् मरीचिर्मरुतामस्मि नक्षत्राणामहं शशि। वेदानां सामवेदोऽस्मि वेदानां सामवेदोऽस्मि देवानामस्मि वासवः देवानामस्मि वासवः इन्द्रियाणामनश्चास्मि इन्द्रियाणामनश्चास्मि भूतानामस्मि चेतना भूतानामस्मि चेतना। वेदानां सामवेदोऽस्मि देवानामस्मि वासवः इन्द्रियाणामनश्चास्मि भूतानामस्मि चेतना। रुद्राणां शङ्करश्चास्मि रुद्राणां शङ्करश्चास्मि वेत्तेषो यक्षरक्षसां वेत्तेषो यक्षरक्षसां वसूनां पावकश्चास्मि वसूनां पावकश्चास्मि मेरुशिखरिणामहं मेरुशिखरिणामहं रुद्राणां शङ्करश्चास्मि वेत्तेषो यक्षरक्षसां वसूनां पावकश्चास्मि मेरुशिखरिणामहं।
Chapter entitled as Vibhuti Yoga. Sri Krishna at the beginning says, everything has evolved out of me. So, Vedantic darshan is that, in fact, a lot of people think in Vedanta, they worship so many gods. Hinduism, they worship so many gods. Hinduism does not believe in so many gods. In the sense, then does Hinduism, Buddhism or Vedanta believe in one God? No. Then what does Vedanta say, declare? It says there is only God. That's the difference. Hinduism or Vedanta is not even believing in one God. What it says is there is only God, nothing else. It is God that is manifested as this universe. It is God that is manifested as this universe. Just like how the waker's mind manifests itself as the dream world. The entire dream world is a manifestation of the waker's mind. But this, as long as we are part of the dream world, dream subject, we don't realize. Only when we come out of the dream world, wake up, realize the waking state, we become one with the waker, having woken up, then we understand the entire dream was an illusion. So the same way Vedanta says, this world is emerged out of God. And when the world is emerged out of God, is the world separate and God separate? No. World is connected to God. But the divinity is independent of God. Satya is independent of Mithya, but Mithya is dependent on Satya. Right? Furniture is dependent on wood, but wood is not dependent on
furniture.
Wood can exist independent of being made into furniture. But furniture is definitely dependent on the wood. It is the material with which the very furniture is made. Furniture is nothing but nama rupa, is nothing but name and form. Similarly, this universe is made out of God. The material with which this universe is made is God. And God is the substratum, satyam. The universe is the surface. It is mithya. So universe is dependent on God. God is not dependent on the universe. Those who do not have the darshan of God see the universe. Underneath the substratum is God. So vibhuti is the manifestation. Yoga is the substratum. Vibhuti, yoga. So now Arjuna, having heard all this from Sri Krishna, he said, "Oh Bhagavan, I accept everything you said as truth. You yourself have manifested as this universe. But can you talk about your manifestation more in detail? In what all aspects may I know you for me to think of you to meditate?" Because he's already said in verse 9, what did he say in verse 9, Lord Krishna? Read verse 9 once again. The translation, the English translation, verse 9 of chapter 10. That's a very important verse. What does he say? Matchitta madgata prana bodhayanta parasaram katayantasya maam nityam tushyantija ramantija. Sri Krishna said, matchitta, chitta, your thoughts should be on me. Madgata prana, your prana should be in me. Prana should be moving in me. The entire activity should be identified with me. Having identified with the self, you should function. The thought should be in me. And then bodhayanta parasparam. You should be enlightening one another. And then katayantascha maam nityam. Should be speaking of me. In other words, kayika, vachika, manasa. At all levels, you should only be thinking about Brahman, acting, keeping identification with Brahman, talking about Brahman, enlightening one another about Brahman, about Satya. See, this is what Sri Krishna will say in the 18th chapter when he talks about sattvic intellect, rajasic intellect, tamasic intellect, sattvic knowledge, rajasic knowledge, tamasic knowledge. Sattvic knowledge is that which will see the underlying reality in everything. Katayantascha maam nityam, speaking the truth, speaking only about the truth and nothing else. So you say, when you have to do that, then in what all aspect do I worship you? So therefore, in Vedanta, like I said, they do not say that there are many gods. They say there is only God. So therefore, it is one God that is manifested as this universe. So every aspect is worshipped. So Arjuna is asking Sri Krishna, in what all aspects you can be taught about. So therefore, talk about your manifestation in detail, your vibhuti in detail. So now Sri Krishna offers him, okay, I'll talk about my vibhuti in detail, but there will be no end to my detail. Therefore, as brief as possible, I will talk about it. For what purpose? For what purpose? So that anything I think of, I am reminded of divinity. See, please understand this. I have already said this before. When your thoughts run from you to the world outside, it is bhog. When your thoughts run inward, it is you. That's all. It's not contacting the object. If you are contacting the object, doesn't mean you are in bhog. Even when you are contacting the object, if your thoughts are running inward, you are in yoga. Even if you are sitting with Bhagavan's idol or in Bhagavan's mandir, but if your thoughts are running outside, you are in bhog. So the whole idea in spirituality is to get your thoughts run inward. Get your thoughts run inward. That is why in Hinduism, they posited so many gods as it were, just to tell us that everything is nothing but divinity only. So even if your mind is running towards money, they divinized money by saying it is Goddess Lakshmi. So that even when it's running after money, you are thinking about the undercurrent is God. Similarly, if your thoughts are running after power, Goddess Durga. If it is running after knowledge, information, Goddess Saraswati. You know, like that. Every aspect is divinized. So, now Arjuna is asking, please talk about your vibhuti. And Sri Krishna says, yes, I will talk about vibhuti so that your mind can dwell in that. See, mind is a condition. Mind is nothing but a condition. Right? You grow up in a particular country with certain ethics and moralities. Your mind is soaked in such a conditioning for so many years and you will think in that direction only, in that way only. Similarly, another person who is conditioned in a totally different way. Take for example, communism, capitalism. Right? Each one is nothing but a conditioning. Right? So, mind is nothing but a conditioning. So now your mind is already conditioned in the world. It needs to be deconditioned and reconditioned in divinity. Therefore, I will talk about the vibhuti in brief. Says Sri Krishna. Verse number 19.
श्री भगवान उवाच श्री भगवान उवाच हन्तते कथयिष्यामि हन्तते कथयिष्यामि दिव्याह्यात्मविभूतयः दिव्याह्यात्मविभूतयः प्राधान्यतः कुरुश्रेष्ठ प्राधान्यतः कुरुश्रेष्ठ नास्त्यन्तो विस्तरस्य मे नास्त्यन्तो विस्तरस्य मे श्री भगवान् उवाच सन्तते कथयिष्यामि दिव्याह्यात्मविभूतयः प्राधान्यतः कुरुश्रेष्ठ नास्त्यन्तो विस्तरस्य मे
श्री भगवान् उवाच द ब्लेस्ड लॉर्ड सेड टू अर्जुना who asked Sri Krishna with so much devotion to talk about the vibhuti in detail. So he says, well, I will declare to you my divine glories. Why the glories are divine? Because the substratum is divine. See, the glories become divine because of the substratum. Isn't it? What is the substratum in the ornament made of gold? Gold. Isn't it? The ornament's name maybe necklace. The shape is some unique shape they made, let us say, some new design. But still, the cost of it, the value of it is because of the substratum, which is gold or platinum. Isn't it? That is why it is valued. The value is because of the substratum. So the world, the value, the real value in the world is the substratum, not the superficial things. This we have to realize. So he says, my divine glories. Divine glories means glories are not divine per se. The glories are divine because of the, because of what? Divinity, substratum. That is why we say the scripture, it's like this, you know, you give a knife, a sword to a great warrior, he will be able to swing the sword beautifully, brilliantly. You give the same sword to somebody who doesn't know what to do with it. So the sword becomes great in the hands of a warrior. It becomes useless in the hands of somebody who doesn't know how to handle it. So divinity is the base. Therefore, the glory is divine. That's why the scripture comes to a master, somebody who's done tapas and got inside, the same scripture suddenly gets into life. Otherwise, it is just words. See, book is there. A lot of people say, why don't we just read the book? Fine, read the book. It's absolutely fine. Right? Either it has to come through the person who's done tapas and gone within, or you do the tapas, go inside, then the scriptures will speak volumes through you. Otherwise, it is nothing but words. Shakespeare, when in Hamlet is reading a book, Polonius asks, what readers, my lord? What readers? He says, words, words, words. All things that you read in any scripture is just words. It's coming through the Guru. That is why it is more divine and potent. So my divine glories. In chief, I cannot go in detail each and every aspect, because in the dream, the entire dream is nothing but Vekar's mind. The entire dream world itself is my glory. You are asking me to go into detail, but in chief I come. Why in chief? The worst of things are also divine only. But why he talks about the best of things always and says, this is me, this is me? You're going to say that now on. Why? Because if you don't see divinity in the brilliance, you will never be able to see it in the dullness. Are you with me? When a brass vessel, somebody who doesn't know what is brass, there are so many brass vessels at home, but you point out towards the brass vessel that is clean because the shining, it is shining. Other brass vessels are oxidized. Are you with me? Instead of saying all these are brass vessels, you say of the brass vessels I am this. Why? The dirt is removed. So if you want to really see me, you got to remove the dirt covering. What is the dirt that is covering?
The ego, the
pride, the vasanas, the desires. That needs to be removed. So, best of gurus, starting from Arjuna himself, he is saying, you yourself are my glory. Best of gurus. Why Arjuna is best of guru? The entire Pandavas are also Kuru clan only. They also belong to the same Kaurava clan. But just to differentiate, they say Pandavas and Kauravas. Isn't it? Pandavas are also Kuru clan. Why Arjuna is called as best of Kuru? You can say Sri Krishna is using that to just inspire psychologically Arjuna. Not just that.
Or maybe his surrender to God. His
best of Kuru because he always wants to go by Dharma. Even when he has the sanction to start fighting, he wants to know whether it is dharmic or not. Are you with me? When you are so pure inside, you become the divinity fully manifesting through you. All of us are divinity, but the dirt is polluting. It's not allowing the divinity to manifest. So best of gurus, there is no end to mind detailing. So you can go on. Bhagavad Gita will never end, that's what he's saying. If I start each and every aspect, the detailing will never end. Therefore, in chief, I will talk about.
अहम आत्मा गुड़ा केश अहम आत्मा गुड़ा केश सर्वभूताशयस्थितः सर्वभूताशयस्थितः अहमादिश्च मध्यम च अहमादिश्च मध्यम च भूतानामन्त एव च भूतानामन्त एव च अहम आत्मा गुड़ा केश सर्वभूताशयस्थितः अहमादिश्च मध्यम च भूतानामन्त एव च
अहम आत्मा गुडाकेश 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 इज अ नेम रेफर टू अर्जुन गुडाकेश द लॉर्ड ऑफ स्लीप मीन्स यू आर अ वेरी वेरी अलर्ट पर्सन कैच इट मैन बी अलर्ट एंड कैच इट सी दिस इज द मोस्ट इंटरेस्टिंग ग्लोरी ही टॉक्स अबाउट ही स्टार्ट्स फ्रॉम द सेल्फ विच यू मिस बिकॉज यू आर नॉट alert. Here I would want you to refer to what Sri Krishna said in verse 69 chapter 2. Verse 69 chapter 2, when I say you should immediately should flash in your mind that contradictory statement that he made. What does he say? He says
Yadisha Sarva Bhutana Tasyam Jagrati Samyami.
When he is talking about Siddha Prajna, Man of Perfection in the second chapter, Yadisha, Yadisha, Disha means?
Darkness.
Night. Yadisha means that which is night. For Sarva Bhutana, for all the beings. Tasya, in that, Jagrati Samyami. Jagrati means?
Awakened.
Samyami means one who is controlled. For one, for the person who is controlled, he is awake in darkness. In darkness everybody is sleeping. In darkness also he is awake. What is he trying to say? Is he trying to say that he is suffering from sleep problem? He is saying, next he says, in which all the world is awake, he is asleep. Very, very interesting verse. I told you this. You probably forgot. He says that we are asleep even when we are awake and functioning. It's like somnambulism. Sleepwalking. When a person is driving the car in sleepwalking condition, they could drive the car. They could go to some place and come back without any issues, without meeting with accident. But they wouldn't know that they drove the car.
What do you mean? We are all functioning like that. The world is zombie.
And that, missing the crux, you are not awake. Are you with me? Whereas, in sleep also he is awake. I have given the example of Mahavir. Mahavirji, even when he was sleeping, he used to sleep like this, on one side. And in sleep also he will not turn and fall back the other side. He will not turn and fall the other side. Why? Because in sleep also he is so
awake.
So conscious that I should not kill. You understand? So in sleep also he is awake. We are asleep in waking state also. Asleep means what? Mind is gone somewhere. It's like this in the class, I ask, are you here? I'm shouting, are you here? Are you here? Lost somewhere. All of us are lost where? Where are we lost? What is the dream world in which you are lost?
In our vasanas, in the world.
In your perceptions? In your actions,
in everything,
in your emotions, in your thoughts. Every one of us are lost in our...
Does sight our foolish heart inflames, we long for penance and dreams. This, in this mithya, you see something, it draws your attention, you are lost. You miss the self. I am there, man. You are asking for my glory. Right there, I am there, you are seeing. As you are seeing, who is seeing? It is the self that is seeing, but you are missing it. And you are asking for my glory. You understand? Right there and there, but you are missing it. That's why I said you connect this verse and 69th verse of chapter 2. So he said, Aham Atma Gudaka Isha. Very interesting choice of name. Sri Krishna addresses Arjuna. Arjuna is called here as Gudaka Isha. Gudaka Isha means?
Conqueror
of sleep. Meaning alert person. Arjuna is an alert person. He is a warrior. He is very, very alert. Isn't it? But you have missed the point. You missed the point. What is the point that all of us have missed? The point that we have missed is that we are the self. And we are thinking ourselves to be X, Y, Z, and we are all lost in our own world. From childhood days, you are conditioned. So he is saying, I am the self. Gura Kesha. If you want glory, look within. Don't look without. First thing itself is straight away saying, but then you will all be looking for the one outside. In fact, when a person is gross, extremely gross, only in these kind of situations, little bit he'll feel something there beyond me. God. Like what is happening in Chennai now? Devastation. You understand? Another gentleman who is taught in my classes, he was captain in the ship, in the merchant navy. You know? He said, in the ocean, sometimes we have seen some kind of storm. We wouldn't know whether we will live or not. And when you see that, then you understand the insignificance of your personality. Right? The ship is huge otherwise, but when it floats on the ocean, it's not even like matchbox, it's like a matchstick. Not even like matchstick maybe. But just the wind can toss it around. The speed is more than 100 kilometers. And it just, you know, topples the whole ship. So, to cross the person, he requires miracle. Some miracle you have to see, then you will be reminded of God. Oh my God. Just to see some miracle. Something you have to pull out of a hat. You can't see miracles flashed everywhere. Are you with me? You don't see it. Peanuts coming out of earth. Beautiful packaging. Who is doing it? Bananas are beautifully packaged. Who's doing it? You don't see miracle in that. Every little thing you can see, miracle. Hair inside your nose, it's there for a purpose. Especially in Delhi, you need it more. So much of pollution. Keep on breathing in. Right? So the who's designed it? Isn't that a miracle? You don't see it. You need a gross miracle somewhere to be performed. Yes, I think there is no one. Maybe something is there. I don't understand. So you are asking for glory, man. See within, look within. That's the biggest tamasha that is going on is you don't see within and looking without. So he says, I am the self, O Buddha Kesha. Be alert. If you are not alert, you will be safe. Because every fraction of second your senses are duping you. The senses are duping you. Please understand. You are seeing Atma, but you are not seeing Atma. You are seeing
X, Y, Z.
Every second you are being duped. That's what he's saying. So you got to be extremely alert. The thoughts run and instantly run. See, can you see the world in deep sleep? Why?
Within your lost, in your own. Because that time
because you are not,
not
there.
Working out.
What's another Amman? You are not there. Yeah. Isn't it? So when you see the world, you are there. You means the physical body is there in deep sleep. But thoughts are not there. So when the thoughts come, the world is there. There is no world without your thoughts. The moment your thoughts run, are you with me? The moment thoughts run, there is world. Thoughts running is world. So you got to be alert. You got to catch it before the thoughts take up. Little thought started, you missed it. You got to be so alert to catch it. That is why they said you got to practice mauna first. Why? Thoughts are going on, at least not verbalize it. At least not verbalize it. Watch your words that are coming in the head. Right? Then slowly the speed at which the thoughts run reduce. When you go backwards and backwards, you will catch yourself. That's why the rishis say, if you want to catch the self, you've got to look in between two thoughts. Between thoughts. Right? So he's saying, Aham Atma Buddha Kesha. You want to catch the self, you want to be extremely alert. Otherwise you miss it. It's like bird watching. A fellow goes to the place where birds are there and he wants to take picture of a, let's say a peacock dancing. He has to be extremely alert because any second, we don't know whether it is today or tomorrow, it can start opening up its feather and dance. If he misses it, he misses it. And our thoughts are not just running, it is like flowing. Therefore we don't see, we miss it. See, when the river is flowing, you're missing the river bed. So he's saying, I am the river bed man. Get back to that source. Aham Atma Udakesha. Seated in the heart of all beings. So where do I find you? You have to go within. Heart means core of your personality. You have got to go within, not without. If you want to know me, you got to go within. If you want to know something valuable, you got to go within. And we keep on running outward. And nature keeps on reminding us. You are trying to run outward to conquer more land. Ultimately, who conquers you? Land conquers you. Isn't it? That beautiful story by Leo Tolstoy. He says, once a king declared, he said, we will conduct running race. Actually, there is no race. All of us, all of you participate in running. From morning 6 o'clock till evening 6 o'clock, you all can run. How much of our area you cover, that much area I'll give you free. Must be some kingdom like Canada, you know, so much space. Doesn't matter, all that I will give you. Everybody came at 6 o'clock and started running. Seeing each other, somebody running more, kept running, running, running. Before 6, everybody died. So you are trying to conquer more and more land, all of us, in this world. But finally what actually conquers us is the land. So, he's saying here, look within, not without. Seated in the heart of every being. Atma is there. But you're not turning this side. I've already told you the interpretation of Omar Khayyam's statement when he makes, they talked about and about. I came out of the same door I went in. What do you understand from that statement? I think I've spoken about it once. They talked about and about. I came out of the same door I went in. Omar Khayyam says this.
Who says this?
Omar Khayyam.
Omar Khayyam.
They talked about and about. I came out of the same door I went in. What's he trying to say? Yeah. This is the relative interpretation. They say, you keep going to lectures after lectures, including this lecture I'm saying. Okay? Keep on going, everybody keeps on talking. Everybody talks about the self. Right? Everybody talks, so many lectures are there. I don't know how many channels are there when you go to the television, you know. And internet is full of those. Right? There is no dearth. He says, I came out of the same door I went in. Meaning, I am same, my ignorance is same. This is a relative interpretation. But deeper, see all these masters, yogis, when they make statements, they got to go a little deeper. You can't just superficially look at it. Superficially also it has meaning. Like Amiji said, this is the meaning at the superficial level. You go deep, what is he saying?
The
way you came in is the same way you have to get out. Exit, entrance. Right.
But
come into this room, through this door, get out this room, through the same door. I was lecturing in Gurgaon. It's a banquet hall. The pigeon came inside from the door. The windows all were shut. Through the door, little bit the door was open. Through that, the pigeon came in. And pigeon didn't know it can go out through the same small gap. Having come in, the windows are all glass windows, you know, like how you have here. And the pigeon doesn't see. It was trying to go through that window. And the more it tried, it couldn't. It got scared. And started going and sitting in one corner. It feels now I'm trapped. Right? So, I told the class members, I said, go and open the door fully. Open all the windows. Just come and sit down. Don't frighten the pigeon anymore. And we started the classes after that. It took almost about 20 minutes or half an hour for the pigeon to take courage to venture out. And actually it flew through the window. Okay. Pigeon didn't understand. It can get out through the same door through which it came in. So Omar Khayyam is saying, forget about all these lectures, man. Forget about all these lectures. You'll go on lecturing. There's no end. Jitna bhi lectures ho. Actually, I'm discouraging you to stop this class. If you understand it correctly. I'm very honest. I'm not being dishonest here. When I say that, I hope you understand the spirit of it. You will go on listening to lectures. Go on reading books. Ultimately, you'll get out through the same door you came in. What is the door through which you came in? Into this world.
See, in the living without any...
The living in
Brahman.
No? No desire, no.
Vasana.
Without any desire.
You came into this house now because of your vasanas.
Oh.
To study Gita. You come into this universe through vasanas.
So unfulfilled vasanas.
No, let me finish. So you come through the vasanas. You get out through the same vasana. How? Direction ko change karo.
to come in this direction. To get out, same door, but direction ko change karna. That desires are now flowing outward, usko inward karna. You understand? How am I connecting that with this? Seated in the heart of all beings. All you need to do is, now the lamp is facing that direction. So the light is going that way. You don't see the self. All you need to do is turn the light this way. Remember that famous story in that Panchatantra Katha, it comes, where 10 Buddhus, fools, try to cross the river. 10 of them. Right? Torrential flow. So they said, my God, we have to choose a leader amongst ourselves and he must guide us to cross this river. And they chose one fellow as the leader of themselves. All of them are fools. They chose one fellow. And they all crossed the river. And after crossing the river, the leader made all of them stand in line, and then he counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10th fellow is missing. He counted this way, that way, all possible ways he counted 10th fellow is missing, and they all started sitting and crying. There is another gentleman who was passing by. He said, why you guys are crying? He said, we are crying because 10 of us crossed, 1 fellow is missing. He counted there, 10 of them are there. He said, what is wrong with you guys? He said, come on, count now. So he did this, then he understood that Baba, this fellow is not counting himself. So he told, you go and stand, now I'll count. So he said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And then he pointed to the leader and said, you are the 10th fellow whom you thought was missing. Real me. So in other words, what is happening? The focus is external, not internal. So you create samsara for yourself as long as the focus is external. You destroy the samsara when the focus is within. That's all. Instead of, so what happens is, you have replaced, that's all. Earlier your focus was going into some sort of material things. Now the focus is going into books, lectures. That is also external. So it is not through lectures. That is why Swami Ramakrishna said, lecture to yourself, not to others. The more and more you listen, you will fill yourself with more information. But that will take you far away. That is why in Isavasya Upanishad he said, those who are lost in the world are in darkness. Those who are lost in scriptures are in blinding darkness. Because how you are studying about God, you feel, I am a very good person, I am studying, I am attending Gita class on Thursdays, Mondays, Bhajagovindam, Tuesday, I do puja at home, Wednesday, I don't eat and only think of Bhagavan, Friday, I don't even get up, in dream only I am thinking of Bhagavan, every day I am thinking of Bhagavan. But you never look within me. You understand? So he is saying, I am the Self, O Buddha Kesha, seated in the heart of all beings.
Can I get one kind of sentence again,
please? They talk about and about. I came out of the same door I went in. They talk about and about. I came out of the same door I went in. I am the beginning, middle, and also the end of all beings is this. Aham, Adi, Madhyam, Anta of Bhutas. Bhutana, Adischa, Madhyamcha, Anta. So he's saying, when he says, I am the beginning, middle and end. Ocean is the beginning of this, middle of this, end of this. Waker's mind is the beginning of dream, middle of dream, end of dream. Isn't it? The entire dream world is nothing but Waker's mind. So Waker's mind is, can easily say, I am the beginning, I am the middle, I am the end. It is like fish searching for water. Fish is looking for water. But where is it looking for water? In water. You are also the consciousness. The consciousness is that which is covering everything and you are looking for it. You will never get it. What is making you not get it is the very looking for it is not making you get it. It's like this. You want to sleep. I must sleep. I must sleep. The more you want to sleep, you don't sleep. That's all. You're trying to sleep more and more. As a result of which you never sleep. So he says, Aham Adi, the beginning. Aham Madhya, just before beginning, if you catch it, you catch it, but then you created the world. Okay, now also no problem. Look through it carefully. The thing is, you want to pause and look. If you don't pause and look, you don't get it. It's finished. By the time you are totally mesmerized by the perception. But if you pause and say, excuse me, what is this? Nothing but gold. It's not the name and form that is attracting me. It's actually the gold. But I am awestruck by that name and form. So why are we really in in a delusion? Because we are not really looking. So all the Shri Krishna says is really look, man. Just open your eyes. Don't be conditioned. Don't be conditioned by even this talk today. You have an independent look. Then you will see it. Adi, Madhyam, Anta. Adi, Madhyam, Anta of fish is what? Water. Can it live without water? It's like that. Consciousness is Adi, Madhyam, Anta. Being in it, you are trying to search. If you try to search for it externally, you will never find it. You got to go within. That is the message Shri Krishna is giving them. Because every one of us are trying to find God outside. The more you try to find God or truth outside, happiness outside, meaning outside, you will never succeed. The only way. But then, see, when I make this statement, I have to remind you of this. First, sincerely try outside. When I say sincerely try outside, I'm not saying somehow push yourself to try it outside. You are searching for it outside, just become sincere. Then what happens is, you will realize it's not outside. Otherwise, scriptures are telling you it's not outside. Your grandparents have told you it's not outside. Then you think, hey, this fellow has become old. He is not able to find out, therefore he is out of frustration saying it's not outside. But you are inside thinking it is outside, you will be running. The more you will run, you will not find it. Yes, I am outside looking for it, but be alert. Then you will see, oh my God, I can never find it. It's not here. Then you will turn. Only then you will really turn. Aham Adi Madhyam Anta. Everywhere I am, but you are not seeing me.
Truthful and aware, can it become a byproduct?
Which one will become a byproduct?
Yourself.
You don't become a byproduct. When you are truthful and aware, you will start seeing the madness in the external pursuit as an end in itself.
Yeah. So then it becomes.
So the moment that stops, thoughts will not run. When the thoughts stop, you find it. It's like this, you know. Some of you have this now. Sling for your thing, right? Because you sometimes keep it like this and you forget. Where is my glass? Where is my glass? Where is my glass? Everybody is searching for the glass. Actually, it is here only. Isn't it?
It's exactly the problem. And the more you are putting in effort, more you'll never get relaxed again. See, I already told you this. You put in your effort, bring yourself to that threshold and live it. Bring yourself to that threshold and live it. Truth will come out. Be sincere, run. Sincerely run. You come to the threshold, you drop it, you see the self in it. Next verse.
Adityanamaham Vishnuhu, Adityanamaham Vishnuhu, Jyotisham Raviram Sumam, Jyotisham Raviram Sumam, Marichirmarutamasmi, Nakshatranamaham Shashi, Adityanamaham Vishnuhu, Jyotisham Raviram Sumam, Marichirmarutamasmi, Nakshatranamaham Shashi. Supposing you don't catch it within, your mind goes outward, then understand I am Aditya of the 12 suns.
Suns with reference to 12 months, different suns. The radius of the sun differs, different months to months, right? So it is of all the suns, I am Aditya.
The cool, little cool April sun, springtime sun. So he says, I am that. Of Aditya, I am Vishnu. Vishnu is that. Vishnu is the life. In spring, everything springs. No? Life springs. So, catch there then. What is the source of life? That is me. Vishnu does not mean Chaturbhuja Vishnu here. Vishnu here means, that is simple. Vishnu means life. Catch that. The very source from which life emerges is me. Right?
That is me. Of Aditya, I am Vishnu.
Of luminaries, I am the radiant sun.
In the outside world, in the planets and everything, you see the sun. The sun is that which gives heat and vitality.
Right? Without sun, there won't be life.
In fact, 7 continuous days, if sun takes off, vacation, 7 days continuously, earth will perish. Isn't it?
What is Aditya?
There are so many gods and goddesses in our this thing, right? Yeah. 33 crores. So Aditya is one. Each and every aspect is worshipped as gods. So Aditya is nothing but, there are 12 Adityas, 12 suns, S-U-N-S, which is referred with reference to each and every month, okay. Sun. Okay. So different, see, morning sun, afternoon sun, evening sun, like that, with reference to the whole month. In fact, this 12 month, why these 12 months, you must understand this. I already told you this. Mind is nothing but dimension.
Dimension.
Please understand. Mind is nothing but a dimension. You see, how do I explain this to you? For example, audible range that human beings can hear is 12 hertz to 20 kilohertz. Sorry, 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz. 20 hertz in each of me, sound is there, but you can't hear. 20 kilohertz ooch upar bhi hai, you can't hear. Right? Exactly like that. In a certain dimensions, when your mind is there, you are seeing all this. And the mind can go into different dimensions, you will see some other things.
But it is all mental realm only. That is also not different, it only varies little bit in degree, not in time. Please understand. In the waking state, we are all seeing each other. When we go to dream state, some other different kind of a world. It's also mind realm only. Okay?
So the Devaloka, which is a different mind dimension, there the time dimension also changes, varies. Right? This I talked to you when I was talking about the particular verse in 8th chapter, if you remember, where he talked about 4 yugas, Brahma's day, Brahmaji's day, you remember all that? 100 days Brahmaji is supposed to live. And each day is...
How many years?
8.64 million years. 4.32. Each day and night. Like that 100 years. Then he dies. The new Brahmaji does. You studied, no?
Yeah.
Brahmaloka is higher dimension. Beyond that, highest dimension. Beyond that is only Brahman. My dimension ends in Brahmaloka. In between, there is Devaloka, where Devas are supposed to be living. Right? There, in Devaloka, one day is equal to our 12 months. One day is equal to our 12 months. Are you with me? So now, almost early morning time for them. Each month is 2 hours for them. Each month is 2 hours.
Who found all this?
This is not finding, this is something that is not provable externally.
But all these
things. This is something that is provable only through meditation to oneself. If you, this is requires lot of shraddha, this cannot be proven.
Our Hindu calendar follows the moon.
Yes.
Now we are talking about the sun.
We are not talking about the sun, we are not saying Hindu calendar should follow the sun.
Twelve months
is associated with not sun, and that is different context. I want to try to explain something to you. These 12 months are nothing but one day of Devaloka. Right? One day of Devaloka. Each month is 2 hours. Are you with me? Each month is
2 hours.
And these 2 hours is not from December 1 to December 30 as per Hindu calendar. It is somewhere in between the Amavasya and the moon. Now I am coming to your point. It is based on the moon. You understand? 12 months. Now each month is 2 hours. The whole of Devaloka. The entire 24 hours in Devaloka is 1 year period for us. Okay. So in Devaloka, there are different suns, meaning which is associated with every month, 12 suns. Of this he is identified. It's not that the other suns are not Brahman. Other suns are also Brahman only. The entire mind realm is nothing but Brahman. But he wants to particularly associate with Aditya. Why? Because of spring of life. To tell you that the very source of life is Atma, me. So it is still based on the moon only, like you said, it is not sun. Are you mean? But the sun within that period, different kind of suns. So Aditya is one of the devata. Aditya's Atma, 12. Aditya's, 11. Rudra's, 8. Vasus. We will be talking about 12 Adityas, 11 Rudras, 8 Vasus, Sanat Kumaras. We will be talking about. You count how many comes? 12 plus 11?
23.
23. Plus 8?
31.
2 Sanat Kumaras? 33. Primary Devas. But 33 crore Devas they talk about. When they say that, they mean in different dimensions. Like for example, just imagine this. Like I said, these things can be only understood when you go in meditation, otherwise it is just shraddha. You cannot do all these things. All that they are saying is, it's like this. At the moment, the gross world now, we only see, okay, how many of us are here? 4 plus 4, 8. And maybe one or two mosquitoes you may see. That much you can see. But in this room, much invisible organisms are there. Do you see them? You don't, do they? Exactly like that. So when they said 33 crores, it's not that 33 crores was invisible. That's what they say. So Adityas are Devas. Okay? Literally. You also know what is Aditya. Aditya is Devas. 12 sons of Aditi. That of the 12 sons I am Vishnu. Vishnu basically means, Vishnu is the maintenance god now. Vishnu is the maintenance god. Saying, I am the life and living principle. So whenever you see any life, wherever you see any possibility of life, understand I am behind it. Then, Adityanam Aham Vishnuhu. Then he says, of the luminaries, Jyotisham Raviram Subhan. I am the radiant sun, the vitality. The sun gives you the vitality. Without sun there will be any life. I am that. Then he says, Marichi Maruts. He's talking about wind gods. 49. Different types of wind is there. Of that, I am the cool breeze. Evening breeze. That which is soothing to you. See, in other words, everything that is associated with life's smooth travel, he says, that is me. In other words, if you don't see me in that, you can't see me in the worst kind of manifestation. That's why I gave you the explanation. If you don't see the brass vessel in a bright brass vessel, you will not be able to see it in a dull vessel. In a shining brass vessel, you are not seeing brass. Will you see brass in a dull brass vessel? Impossible. So when you see the sun, I am that sun. Then he says, of asterisms, I am the moon. Nakshatrana. 27 nakshatras they talk about in the Jyotisha Shastra. In that I am the moon. Which is clearly, see, in other words, in the moon, sorry, in the night, there are so many stars and moons and moon, everything is there. But what do you see very clearly? The moon. So that he says, that's me. In other words, anything you are seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, it is me. So when you see, in other words, it can become a meditation for you. When you see the moon, after reading this chapter, like they sing in the movie songs, no? If I see the moon, I think of my beloved. Like that they say, right? Now when you will see the moon, you will think of
God.
What did Shri Krishna say? When you see sun, anything you see, you will start associating. In other words, what are they trying to achieve? Forget about whether it is this, whether it is there. Whatever you see, your focus starts turning
inward.
That's what I gave you in the introduction. The focus should turn inward. That's their goal. That is meditation. What is meditation? When the focus turns inward, it is meditation. Going with it. The whole idea of this chapter, for the matter of many things in the scripture, is to get your focus shift inward. So nakshatranam, I am the moon. So don't get into the spirit of this chapter will be lost if you get into intellectual analysis beyond a point. Because in this chapter, this whole idea is to get your thoughts turned inward. The more you get involved in analysis, the mind will start going. That's the whole idea. So why is he saying moon? Why couldn't he say this? Why couldn't he say that? Supposing, there are people who analyze, that's why I'm saying. Supposing you start analyzing like that, then you lost. Then you lost the very purpose. He is not trying to say that for that reason.
Even the other thing is him only. It's not as if the other thing is not him. All the 12 sons are him. All the 11 Rudras are him. All the 8 Vasus are him. Sanat Kumaras are him. Him means Bhagwan. Truth only. But the brightest. He takes one brightest example. From that you work backwards. Next verse.
Vedanam samavedosmi, Vedanam samavedosmi, Devanam asmi vasavaha, Devanam asmi vasavaha, Indriyanam anaschasmi, Indriyanam anaschasmi, Bhutanam asmi chetana, Bhutanam asmi chetana, Vedanam samavedosmi, Devanam asmi vasavaha, Indriyanam anaschasmi, Bhutanam asmi chetana.
Of the Vedas, I am Samaveda here. Samaveda is a musical Veda. The chants are very musical. And he chooses Samaveda. And he says, I am that. It's not that other Vedas are not him. That's what I told you. Rig Yajur, Atharvan also, Bhagavan only. But why does he choose Samaveda and say Samaveda? A lot of people say, oh, Samaveda. Then I should only read Samaveda, I should not read Rig Yajur. No, it's not like that. Samaveda is very musical. And what is so special about music?
Touches the heart. It's more appealing.
It invokes the soul.
Yes.
Music is one of the best ways to remember. Isn't it? You mix music and read. Film songs, automatically lyrics you remember. Prose you are struggling to remember. Here film songs, all useless words they put, children will be singing without even knowing the words meaning. It's deadly. You understand? And they'll memorize it easily. That is one reason. Another is, as she said, appeals to the heart. Music appeals to the heart. The intonation. Right? And when it touches the heart, it stays. It goes inside. And it is there that divinity resides. So therefore he says, I am Samaveda. And of all the Veda. Veda means knowledge. See, when a person gains knowledge, he will become poetic. In the sense, the ego totally gets eliminated. You know? So he becomes very artistic and poetic. And then he says, of God, I am Vasava. In Indraloka, I am Indra. He is the head now. In Indraloka, I am Vasava, the Indra of gods. Of all the gods, I am the supreme most, Indra himself. And then, of the senses and the mind, this is beautiful. Of the senses and the mind, when he says, what is he trying to do here again?
The controller. But I am the controller.
The inner extreme end of senses mind. Senses are nothing but mind. The outer openings of the mind is senses. Please understand this. Mind is that which is inside you. The opening of that is the eyes, ears, nose, tongue,
skin. See through eyes, listen through ears.
Exactly. So it's the mind. So when you talk about senses, automatically you think of sense objects. Which means what? Going outward. So now what is he doing? Of the senses and the mind. So he is trying to change your direction instead of going outward to
inward.
That's what he said. Of the senses and the mind. The sense centers of every senses is in the mind. So he says, I have the mind. And then, and of all living beings, I am the consciousness. In the Kena Upanishad he says, Shrotrasya Shrotram, Manaso Mano, Vachoha Vachahu, Savu Pranasya Prana, Chakshushas Chakshu, Atimuchya Dhira, Pretyasma Loka, Damrata Bhavati. Shrotrasya Shrotram means what? Ear of the ear. Manaso Mano, mind of the mind. Pranasya Pranaha, life. Principle of the whole thing, pranas. And then chakshushas chakshu, eye of the eye. What is he trying to say here? There is a text called Drik Drishya Viveka. The discrimination between the seer and the seen. Drishya is the seen, Drik is the seer. Seen, seer, discrimination. Teacher. In that, when you see an object, what is the seer and what is the seen? This glass I am seeing now, this glass is the seen. Seer is the eyes. Is the eyes really the seer? Eyes themselves can be seen. Then who is the seer? Mind. Mind themselves can be seen. Then who is the seer? Consciousness. Again going backwards. These two are beautiful. See, he is only interested in taking you backwards. He is not interested in anything else. A guru is only interested in taking you backwards, not in any other things. Because the truth lies within you. And the mind wants to run outside. So therefore he says, of the living beings I am consciousness. You miss the consciousness and you are lost in the things that you are conscious of. Isn't it? You are conscious of many things. You are lost in that world. But all you are conscious of. What is that which is making you become conscious of all those things that you miss? If I ask you, are you conscious? What will you say?
Yes.
You won't say.
From only outside.
You will not say yes.
Why?
You will ask me of what, sir?
No.
What are you conscious of? Isn't it? Basically you are understanding my question as if I am asking, are you conscious of things around you? Actually I am only asking you, are you conscious? Right? So then you will say, conscious of what? So when you, the moment you say conscious of, vaham kya hua?
Outward.
Only consciousness means inward. So that is what he is trying to say. When you are conscious of so many things, instead of asking about the object, now ask yourself, what is making me conscious of it? So I told you, same door, I went in, I can come out. Same thing I am seeing. Now my question is, oh, it is beautiful. Where did you buy it from? Who made it? How much it cost? Can I get something more? You are thinking about the object. Now you say, seeing, you are seeing. Now you ask the same question. What makes me see? What makes me hear? What makes me smell? What makes me feel? What makes me taste? Are you with me? That is consciousness. Not what I am conscious of. That is how you can get back to the self. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnamiva Vashishyate Om Shante Shante Shante.
మనసేంద్రియైవః
బుద్ధ్యాత్మనా
వా ప్రకృతేస్వభావాత్
కరోమి యద్యత్
సకలం పరస్మై నారాయణాయేతి సమర్పయామి.
So next class we'll meet on Monday.
Monday.
This Monday.